Hey everybody, before we move on to our next topic, I do want to let you know about Anchor, because Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need in one place for free, just like this show, which you can use right from your phone or computer. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great, just like this one, and they'll even distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere podcasts are heard, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. You can easily make money from your podcast too, with no minimum listenership. Get started today by downloading the Anchor app, or you can go to anchor.fm. All right, guys, let's get back to the show.
There's a new mother of dragons in town. The ladies continue to dominate LA, and Mona heads to New York. But for what? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yay! Yeah, yeah.
Huda beauties, that's what I like to call you guys. You ladies, Huda fabulous beauty. Ladies, men, whatever, anything. Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to the AfterBuzz After Show. No, to the Huda Boss After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We are super delighted to be chatting with you all today of episodes 5 and 6 of Huda Boss. We have a lot to chat about, but before we get started, I would love to reintroduce my lovely panel, in case you guys haven't watched before. To my left is Alicona Bradford. Hi. She's a makeup artist and eyebrow extraordinaire. I mean, those eyebrows are slick today.
Good girl.
Killing the game. Next to Alicona, we have Crystal McLaughlin. She is a woman of all trades, as I'd like to say.
That's right.
But as well as a makeup artist for plenty of years, and she knows exactly what she's doing and what she says on this show. She preaches so much truth. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to hear what she has to say today. And then to my left, we have the lovely Luisa Sharamatian. She is my Armenian princess and lover of all things Huda, beauty Huda, Mona, expert. Aww. If anybody ever has a question about Huda and Mona, go to Luisa for sure.
I'm your source.
Yes, she is your source, your number one source. And my name is Maite Creo. I am a lover of reality TV, and I'm living for the drama of this episode. Ladies, let's start with episode 5. Overall thoughts on the episode? There was a little tidbit of a famous person in there, too, actually. What do we think about that?
I love Nikita Dragon, and I love Eva Longoria. Both are such powerhouses. Both have made so much changes in our industries. You know, Nikita with her being a transgender, and Eva Longoria representing the Latina community.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about Huda. She loves to work with people. And she always says, when you love your, quote, competition, it's not even competition.
It's
when you collaborate and you rise together.
Right.
I'm excited about their journey. This episode just showed me a taste of what we can expect from them in the future.
Yeah.
I want to piggyback really quick on that, because I'm such a big person about, like, no girl on girl crime. I hate the way the media and the way just society in general in the past has always pinned girls against each other.
Yeah.
So it's really nice and refreshing to see somebody who is a role model, who can tell, like, you can tell it's Jenny when she's not doing it for the camera. Like, she's truly supporting other women because she wants them to rise up with her. So I think that is fantastic. And also kudos to, oh my gosh, I just had a brain fart.
Who?
Eva,
Mona,
Nikita. Because it takes she's very open, and she was saying, like, she shared her process as far as when she started taking hormones and stuff like that, and that's such a personal thing to share with the world, but helps so many other people that could be in that debate or going through the same journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and she didn't want to at first, you know, reveal that information, and then she decided that she would be helping a lot of people by doing that, so I thought that was amazing. I felt like there was a lot of growth in this episode. You know, you're talking about Eva Longoria and where she came from. We're talking about Huda and where she came from. She talks a lot about having no money. And then, of course, Nikita, like you said, she is sharing something with the world. She came here. She got dropped off by her parents here in L.A. And, like, look how much she's grown. She's beautiful. I just think I don't know. I just love powerful, beautiful women. And the LGBTQ community being represented in this brand is amazing.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of representation taking place in a lot of the episodes, as we can see. And it's so important because she just doesn't only highlight herself and her brand, but she highlights other brands as well that a lot of people probably don't know about. And she gives a little bit of background, too, of who they are, why they're doing what they're doing. And it's just,
I feel like it's like that, I don't know, it's like a mirror into her world, mm-hmm. and the way that she sees things, which is really, really nice as us viewers to get a look at that.
And not only that, but they complement each other, really. Right. Mm-hmm. You can't grow without the other.
Right. Yeah. You like, know? Huda's a girl's girl.
Right.
Yeah. She will be that. Like, you need help, you need something, I will help you, yeah. I will be that person. Mm-hmm. But if you cross her the wrong way,
ooh, I will cut you.
She will cut
you. She's a shark. Mm-hmm. She says it, she's a shark.
Yes. Yeah. I don't blame her. You have to be
gotta
feisty.
Be. Right. You gotta be.
Yeah. Let's start off talking about Eva Longoria, and I love the fact Eva Longoria is one of my all-time favorite icons. I'm calling her an icon. Yes. If there's anyone that I would ever have as a mentor, it would definitely be Eva Longoria. She's at the top of my list. She says that Huda says that her friendship is super important to her, and she gives a background as to who she is, what she's done. What do we think about their friendship together? Because for me, it was kind of a little bit odd to see them both mesh.
I mean, here's the thing. I respect Huda's hustle for finding out the event organizer back in the day and, like, begging them and saying, can I please do Eva's makeup just so she can get in.
Yeah.
From that, she got in and she developed this huge relationship. I don't know how close they are, if they're besties or not. And I think she says, basically, if I have any questions for life, you know, Eva gives me tips, whether it's how do I help someone or what kind of direction should I take. I don't know how close they are, and I don't know how close they're going to be. She said it had been 4 months that they hadn't seen each other. I'm sure they talk overseas here and there. But even when they're not on camera or on Instagram, they're always posting each other. So you can tell they're besties in that sense.
I don't doubt there's any love or support that they have going on between each other. I don't know if it's as deep as a friendship as maybe Huda has manifested in her mind. I'm gonna say that. Because here's the thing, like, she's having to, when people feel like they have to explain themselves as to what their friendships are, 9 times out of 10, it really isn't that deep, right?
Yeah.
I mean, friendship, you just show it, right? It's just all action. I think I felt like watching her in the car talking to Chris and talking to us as viewers, it was more like her fanning out. I think she's enamored with her. I think she truly loves her.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it matches, like, the energies of how they see each other. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think that almost like, and I hate to say it this way, because Eva Longoria is not that much older, or I don't even know, like, their age range or anything, but I feel like she's more of, like, this older mother hen, chill, cool type of person. I mean, she got Nora, Huda's daughter, to sneak her mom some carbs, and then she's like, oh, your daughter did that. Like, it's so true. She's got a very playful, like, type of friendship, whereas, like, with Huda, I feel like she's, like, always like, oh, my God, I want to be perfect around Eva. You know, you kind of feel that
that's
sense.
That's the vibe that you got.
That's the vibe that I got. I don't think it's bad. I just think that maybe, like, she looks at her as, like, somebody she can have as a mentor of sorts. And so I love that. But I don't, like I said, I don't know how deep, you know. There's some friends you go real deep with. I'm not sure it's there yet. Or maybe it is, and maybe it's just awkward. I don't know. I'm not there, so.
I'm
going to say, just, like, really quick, that Brett thing was actually sort of weird to me and not as funny as I think they wanted it to be or play out to be, because the little girl, it was actually Eva's idea. And she's let's tell your mom. And then when she actually said it, she's like, oh, it's all your daughter's idea.
Yeah, I noticed that.
But,
that was funny.
I thought it was funny, too.
I just want to share a fun fact about Eva Longoria. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but she actually grew up in the same street as Selena, and they used to play together. I don't know
if you know
that. Yeah.
That's crazy. I met her one time.
She's
probably the nicest actress I've ever met in my life. She's super duper duper nice. I was on set and she literally had her hair person was spraying hairspray, and she was like, wait, hold on. She's like, I'm so sorry guys that you guys have to breathe this in. And she was just like making sure everybody was cool, and we were in tight quarters, and she was just so freaking nice.
Wow.
So, I've always adored her. Yeah. So I could see why Huda. That's why I say, like, I don't know. Maybe it's like when you find a person that's such an amazing person, you might just, like, fan out a little bit.
Right.
You know, maybe not even just as a fan, but, like, as a person that you see that you want to reflect.
I didn't really understand their connection. I felt like maybe Huda wanted to be her makeup artist at a certain extent, and then she got to do that, but then keeping her as a mentor, I'm like, what can Huda gain you know,
just
like
friendship inside.
Yeah. Friendship.
You know, it's been 5 years. Or that they've known
well, actually, Huda mentioned the foundation yeah. right? Yeah. And Eva Longoria is heavy into just giving back, right. and right. she has yeah. her own foundation right. as well. So hopefully, maybe this will be a connection that right. Eva will be able to help her. And she calls them the Dreamers, Huda Beauty Angels, yeah. quote unquote Dreamers. She says that anybody who has something to put out into the world, whether you're a painter, a makeup artist, whatever it is that you might be dreaming about, she's like, hopefully I'll be able to make that first investment soon.
Right, an angel
right.
investor.
So, yeah. Right, an angel investor. So, I mean, hey, I'm right here. Right. I'm, you know?
Right. Same girl.
A fellow one, Ellie Kona, you were asking me about
yeah.
it too.
So, yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. that's really cool. Even they said Nikita Dragon, I don't know if they helped Nikita and stuff, but the whole point yeah. is just to go halfway, invest in the product, just like... You know, they probably had help in the beginning, too. And it's so hard starting things from the ground up.
Right. Oh, so, totally. Right. 1,000%.
Yeah. So I think that's awesome that mm-hmm. they're doing this.
Yeah. Right. One thing that we love here at AfterBuzz is you viewers. Right, Louisa?
Yes, you guys. We are so happy and grateful and blessed that you guys tune in and watch us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are everywhere. We are on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. And the only way that we can continue to be the ESPN of TV Talk is if you, yes, you, mm-hmm. you subscribe and follow us and tell your friends and family. I always say we are like a buffet of TV shows. Yep. We have a TV show for everyone. So just subscribe and comment and tell us what you think. You know, we're really blessed here to have Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro that yeah. they've created this beautiful castle, I like to say. Now we come here, we work on our skills, we collaborate, we give insight, and we just bloom as TV personalities. Mm-hmm. And thanks again, and just keep on watching us.
Yes, thank you guys so much. And for your comments, too, we love to see your comments. Mm-hmm. Love to keep the interaction going. Getting your DMs, any makeup tips.
Yeah.
Seriously, we
yeah.
love to hear your you know, your makeup tips. Anything that you want to add into the comment section, please let us know. And we'll give you a shout out here next week.
Yes, or if you have questions, because you have two makeup artists yeah. on panel, please, by all means, ask away. We'll be more
absolutely.
Than happy to absolutely. Offer tips.
And make sure that you get inside the live chat, too.
Yep. Yes. It's right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let's jump into this Nikita and Huda video shoot.
Yep.
I had wrote a ton of times, photo shoot. And they're like, no, it's a video shoot. I'm like, that is genius. I love these video shoots. I love watching them. I watch a ton on YouTube.
I love it.
We get an introduction to, you know, Nikita, and they give a background into Dragon Beauty, which she is the first transgender beauty brand. Huda says, if you partner with the right people, it's not competition, you rise together.
Absolutely.
That was literally the second sentence she said in the start of this episode, which I found it to be a great introduction to their friendship. What do we think about Nikita and Huda mashing and being together? Do we think that they actually make a good
so much
team?
Better?
Yeah.
I don't think that her and Eva don't mesh.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you. I think she just looks up to Eva, so there is a little bit of that. And when that happens, you don't always act like your genuine self because you're so self-conscious and you want to be. But mm-hmm. I think with, oh my God, why do I keep doing Nikita? I'm so sorry. because I just want to say dragon.
Yeah.
And I just do it.
But anyway,
dragon.
But I feel like there is so much genuine love there. But at the same time, too, just want to point out the fact that Nikita's only 21 years old.
Crazy. And Huda said, you have such a jump start to your life right now because you've achieved so much at 21. Mm-hmm. And I think Huda is, you know, mid-30s, probably 34, 35. And she's like, sure, I'm doing it too. But at 21, you have such a full platter of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell they have a secret makeup language.
Right,
I'm sure a lot of makeup artists have that, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah,
I think it's incredible. And it's so funny to watch them too. It kind of like circles back to what I was saying earlier about Eva and Huda's relationship. You see that Huda is like fanning a little bit over Eva, and then you see almost like Nikita doing the same thing with Huda.
Yeah.
And Huda kind of taking the reins and being like, oh, well, no, this is how I do my makeup.
I love that they were authentic
in the moment. Like, I see, like, how that was kind of, like, messed up. But then I think the whole thing is they're being themselves. They're being their true, authentic selves. And I'm a big believer that if you feel like doing something or like you feel like saying something or like your personality just, you know, needs to come out, then just do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think they kind of vibe off of each other. You saw a little bit of like Nikita, like, wait, hold on a second. But she threw it out there like, wait, hold on a second. So she showed everybody, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh, I have a problem with this, but like in a playful way, right? So I love that those two collaborated on this like look, mm-hmm. the Nikita look.
Right.
And I love that, you know, they just worked as a team and, yeah. you know, they helped each other out. I mean, it was, mm-hmm. I mean, what better way to help each other out than to make each other look amazing?
And they brought everyone in,
right? That's my No, you go ahead. I'm just going to let you know. I have something to say. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What is it?
When I saw her take the reins and start doing her own makeup, I was like, ooh, girl, because that's somebody else's tutorial. You just took over, which is fine. You guys are friends, so you feel comfortable enough to do. No, but it just shows a little piece of the control freak inside of her. Especially, yeah. And I get it. Like, when it comes to your face, okay? Like, me as a makeup artist, I will not let anyone else do my face. Maybe because when I was younger, I just had so many bad experiences, but I'm like, I know my face, I know what looks good on my face, and I'm gonna do da da da. However, when you're going to your friend's little video shoot, like, that's the one time where you have to just sit on your hands and be like,
well, I think it was Huda's shoot. I think it was Huda bringing in Nikita as a guest.
Right. But still, she's letting the other person be the expert, so let them be the expert.
True.
I get both sides, too, because it's like, as a makeup artist, like, that's a big no-no. That's like the number one thing that I'm always like, oh, no, not that person. Yeah. They're not going to do this to me. Yeah. Do this to me because it makes you look really bad, you know? And I understand it from that standpoint. But also, like, I understand it from your standpoint where you're like, oh, but it was her shoot, you know? I think it was just playful, but also, like you said, it was like us seeing Huda and who she is, which is like a control freak.
Yeah,
you know?
But I love how she incorporated all of the family members. We had Nora coming. We had Alia join in. We had Mona. So it's like it's a big family affair. It was huge Lavender Fantasy, and that's what I like about Huda. And she's also letting Mona have some shine too. Not letting, but you know, they're doing their own things, but they're still together, which I totally respect.
The representation of family is definitely a central figure to the person that Huda is, and the person that Mona is as well. Mm-hmm. And watching the show, we definitely get that sensation, and we feel it as ourselves as viewers. I definitely want to say that as they were working together, not only did I love their chemistry and their little spicy attitude, but I want to see a real makeup collab between the both of them. I think they'd come up with some really good.
Like a palette or something?
I'd love a palette. I'd love some shimmer, some body. I don't know. Something.
Purple wigs.
Maybe. I just want to see some sort of collab between both of them that hasn't been seen before because they're both very creative minded. So I don't know. I want to see a bunch of purple. I want to see a bunch of Huda and Nikita mashed into something.
Don't you think it'd be kind of cool because Nikita was saying that she loved Huda's like nude palette, and then like Huda was like, "I love everything purple." So if they did one and they did like half and half, like a nude palette on one side and like a purple palette on the other side, it'd be kind of cool,
right? It would be something that we would all go out and purchase for sure.
Yes.
Let's jump into episode 6. Now, we started saying, should you ever revisit your past? When I saw that title, I was like, uh-oh, is she going back to an ex?
I didn't get the title either a bit.
Sneaking up and going to an ex. But no, it starts off with Nikita and Huda's video shoot. And then we go into Mona. She's headed to New York for the Fragrance Foundation event. She got the award of Top Instagrammer for Fragrance, which is amazing. Before I get into this one, there's a bunch of pro tips that are shown throughout the episodes, and later on we have our top 3 pro tips that Lisa will be sharing. But you know, what do we think about Mona and having this experience of a lifetime and going out to New York to receive this award?
It's well worth it. She works so hard for Kaylee, and I think I'm saying it right. No, Kaylee, right?
Yeah.
Have you smelled it?
No, I have not.
Kaylee.
I have not. And I was looking on the website. There's actually a good deal of all 3 or 4 fragrances.
Wow.
Minis.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try and see how it is on my skin before I buy it.
Right.
But I think it's so well deserved. She says this is a niche brand. We're not using any celebrity to market it. It's just so social media, right. which is how Huda grew as well. And she just works so hard, and she's like, I had to convince Huda Beauty to make this one of our lines, you know, one of our little branches. So it's she's doing it all. She's holding it down as the global, you know, executive manager for Huda, and she has her dollhouse, and now this. I mean, she does it in such a humble manner. I mean, I love her. Yeah. So that was well worth it.
Yeah. We also got to see her with her. We didn't get to see Dom in this episode, but we got to see her experience of chatting with him. What do we think about Dom spending?
He's MIA.
What do you think? What do you guys think about Dom spending all of this time while Mona is away with her mom and dad?
I think it's awesome. Yeah. I'm like, I think here, at first I was like, hold on a second, why is she calling him up and leaving messages? I was like, I don't know about that. I was a little sour because I was like thinking, oh, is he still sour about that whole situation? Right. But then I was like, let me rewind, because apparently Mama and Daddy have been hanging out with him this entire time, or he's hanging out with them,
he's hanging out with them.
That's crazy.
So he's showing how much she means to him. Like, come on. He's not only going to live with them, but now he's already hanging out with them. He's trying to get in good. Mm-hmm. I'm like, score.
I mean, he already, when he converted religions, I was like, whoa. Okay. But I think it's a good opportunity to get to know somebody without your counterpart, because let's say, like, you and I are together and I'm introducing you to my family. I'm going to probably hop in a few times because I'm trying to make sure that they know how great you are. Whereas when you're by yourself, you just get to be you and allow them to get to know you one-on-one without that extra person. And so, yeah, it's a great opportunity for them to do that. And at the same time, as a parent, I mean, a little good opportunity to poke him just a little bit to see how he reacts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely an eye-opening experience for her, because I feel like it's something that she's never had in the past either. So kind of seeing that and hearing him do all of that, I agree with you, Crystal. It's like, score.
I'm here.
Another point.
Yeah.
The only thing I will say that was negative about that whole situation, you almost saw like her energy was lower because he wasn't there. I hope that she learns to like be apart from him and that she doesn't need to be, I don't know, a little bit needy. I don't want to say that, but it seems like she's just still in that like honeymoon phase and like she needs to like do her thing and be fierce, because no man wants a woman that's clingy, just saying.
No, they
like busy women.
She's busy. I don't think that that's a problem.
No,
like, she's so busy.
I think it's just, she's also trying to baby the relationship. She's still happy with it, and there's like this attachment,
right?
But we won't know yet until we see more.
Right, we definitely saw after that Mona and Huda taking off. They were going out to lunch with Joe Belasco, which he is a makeup guru. Joe Belasco. And, you know, it was interesting because it kind of gave a shift to the episode when we got really real with Huda. And she said, you know what? 10 years ago, I was recently married. I moved out way across the country to do something that I felt passionate about. I almost got teary. I was like, girl, this is me. And she started saying how she went to school and started doing what she wanted to do. Do we think, you know, her experience and because she went through what she did is the reason why she's so giving and the type and, you know, the type of person that she is?
Yeah, because I don't think they had a lot of help in the beginning. You know, he even said, you guys started from nothing. Mm-hmm. And when the dad sent her money, it's so funny. She's like, I bought makeup instead of food.
Yeah.
And it's so sad that, you know, she ended up not getting the certificate. So it's awesome that Joe Belasco gave her the certificate that was so well deserved. And also, quick, you know, a little insight. They were at Desert Rose, which is one of my favorite restaurants in L.A. It's on Hillhurst and Los Feliz. Or, no, it's Vermont and Los Feliz. Oh. They have hookah. It's an awesome Middle Eastern spot. So when I saw it, I'm like, they're just, like, down the street from me. Anyway. But, yes, I love how he gave her the certificate. But you can tell she worked so hard. And to move away all the way here alone when you just got married. Yeah. Like, they went through so much.
So much. Mm-hmm. And she had no money. Yeah. What I loved about her talking about her persevering through and not giving up, even though like she was like broke and didn't really have much going on for herself, was that she just kept it going and look where she has, you know, been. Like, look at her now and where she's been. And it's so funny because yesterday I was watching this video by this guy. His name is George Leonard. Actually, Phil talks about him in his book that will be out soon. Basically, what George Leonard preaches is when you're working towards the things that you do in life, it goes up. And then sometimes it doesn't go anywhere for a really, really long time. You hit kind of like a plateau, but it doesn't go down either. Eventually, it goes back up again. And so I really love that. I watched that yesterday on YouTube his interview, because at the end of the day, it just like is full circle watching that and then hearing her say that. And then it just like confirms what George Leonard said, which is like, never give up on your dream and just persevere through and like be hardworking and just have a vision for yourself. So I really love that. And I think that's why she's so successful at her brand. And it's not just a brand. It's literally like a family. I think that her people, you know, just like Beyonce has her beehive. Like, I think she has her little hive in a sense. And more, you know, power to her, especially being a woman in this business.
Yep. I want to hop on that just because you were talking about the whole scaling towards what you want. Right. I was once told that if your life is, or expect life to be like a stock market, right? You can't always go up, but if you look at the stock market, a good stock is one that goes like this, but it's always constantly going at least this way. And so, you're never going to be always making money. Like, sometimes there are losses, but as long as the gains are bigger than the losses, like, you're in the right direction. But going back to Joe Blasco, how cool is it for him to know that somebody that he taught is that successful in the industry?
Must feel good.
But I'm curious to know too, because obviously they called him up and asked him to do this show. It's not like it was a big surprise. And I wonder if when he got the phone call, he was like, oh yeah, I remember exactly who she is and she had this spirit and da-da. Or if he was like, Huda. Okay.
That's exactly what I thought.
I think he would know.
No. But that was A, 10 years ago. B, she didn't even get her certificate, so she didn't finish.
But she has social media, I'm sure.
And she only took one course. Right. No, but I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, they have 40 million followers. I disagree. He knows who Huda is, I'm sure. Somehow.
But who's to say he's a social media dude? Like, but considering his age.
I know, but as a makeup teacher, instructor, you know what's going on a bit. Like, you know, acting instructor or whatever, you would know who it is.
No! Because if you're an older gentleman or a woman from a different generation where you didn't grow up on social media and you're busy and you're a boss, and when I say boss in the term of literally and figuratively, like, he's a boss, he's teaching classes, he didn't even realize that she'd only completed one
course. That's what I'm about to say.
So how is he going to have the time to be like, let me scroll on Instagram and keep up with who's the who in makeup when he's got his own ish to deal with? He probably hires somebody to handle his social media, and I'm sure when he got the phone call, then maybe he was like, Huda, let me, okay. Yeah.
Or maybe he knew who she was because she's as big as she is now, maybe, and then was like, oh, wow, I taught her?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's more,
But well, the thing is that he actually showed up, and he was saying great things about her. And, you know, sometimes I think back, and, well, not think back, but if I were in her position, I would have been like, yep, and you, because of you, I paid such and such money, I couldn't eat, you know, and maybe if you'd known how far I can get... Then you'd hook me up and give me, like, a free class or something, you know?
You guys, but he has the best concealer. I was saying earlier, he has this awesome concealer I used to buy from Glam Pro in Glendale. I don't know if they carry it anymore. It has such good, like, thick... you say it. It's like a thick consistency, I guess, and it stays on all day. I don't know how, if his products right now are at Nordstrom and stuff. It's probably not, right? That's not out there.
I don't think so. That's like pro.
Yeah,
pro
stuff. Exactly. But, you know, he congratulated her and said, you are one of the first to be successful as a makeup manufacturer company and a chemist. So I guess, like, they hired a lot of... people behind this, but I'm sure he's proud. So
One person that was trying to get in contact with was Chris. She had a message from her product development team basically saying that you know, the pencil that they've chosen for their eyeliner was chosen basically a year ago, and it's now not able to go into an automatic pencil, basically design what she's been saying and wanting since day one, and all of a sudden the manufacturer can't develop that for her. She's like, why am I receiving this message now? She doesn't know if there's an alternative. And, you know, if she did know, then she would have changed the molding since the very beginning. How do we think Huda's going to handle this
situation? God, like a boss. Yeah. That's what, I mean, that's why the show is called Huda Boss. But I'm hoping that, you know, eventually through all these trial and errors, that in the future she'll maybe find a better way at doing things. I don't know whose part, you know, whose fault it is per se. I mean, it's probably on both parties, but, you know, at you know, what was the other thing that they messed up on the concealer?
How did that happen twice?
The orange look.
It kind of makes you wonder, like, are they trying to sabotage her, you know, and her brand? I don't know. I don't like it. Maybe find somebody new. Or, you know, maybe find, you know, someone new that's dealing with that whole, you know, sector. You know, right. Someone that's a little bit more knowledgeable and has a better, like, connection or something.
Or maybe there's miscommunication. Yes. That, you know.
Right.
Maybe it's the email chain or someone was supposed to deliver news that they didn't. Right. But we have an LA office right now that I wanted to mention. And they looks like they have some badass people working there, especially, I think, Natalie, that's her name. Mm-hmm. You know, she's from Maybelline. She has some background. She has a lot of experience. I think she's really going to take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely want to see more of that. Mm-hmm. What were you
going to say, Lucas? Oh, I was just going to say that I agree with you. Like, this is a second major big issue. And granted, look, this is reality TV, so you're going to find the bit of drama and you're going to explode it out of proportions. But at the same time, there's something happening communication-wise between you and your chemist or you and your manufacturer that's not working out, and it's costing a lot of money. So that's something that should be nipped in the butt right away. But I will commend her for the fact that she did lose. I mean, I know it's going back a couple episodes, but she lost something like, it was like $10 million or $10 billion worth of potential money because of what happened with her concealer. She totally shelved it, but what she had said was, you know, obviously reflecting back to her past, like, makeup is expensive. If you're on a budget and you want a concealer and it's, let's say, $28, and you're like, for this little tube, but it takes like 20 objects to make a complete face, that one $20 item, you're like, dang. So her thinking of her customers and being like, well, if they're going to spend their hard-earned money on my stuff, I need to hold up my end of the bargain and make it something good and worth them saving for to get. Because that's also going to give you customer loyalty. So I think it's very big of her to make sure that she's not putting out crap.
I was gonna say that's why the margins suck, right? Because of that. So maybe in the future she's gonna change that a bit, because they do want to pocket some money at the end of the day.
Of course, you want to make profit out of whatever of what you sell out there. Now it's time to get to our really fun stuff, and I'm going to throw it to Caristo for our special segment.
Hey, everybody. We're going to be doing a segment. It's called Manifesting Mona, and it's basically, I love that.
Wow.
Thank you, Stephanie. And basically, this segment is about anything that you thought was positive in the episode, because we know that Mona is always manifesting and coming from a very pure and energetic alignment type of place within. So how about you go ahead and take it, my love?
Okay. Ooh, let me see. I think just basically Huda sharing her story before she received her certificate and all the words that she was saying.
Right.
I kind of took it like words of wisdom, words of advice, and as a reminder for people like myself too, you know, like, just don't give up and continue to do what you are passionate about.
I love that.
I guess for me, it's going to be Nikita. She's someone who lives her truth, her authentic self. She was brave enough to share it with the world, and she developed this huge empire out of that. And she's just someone who said, doesn't matter how early you start, how late you start, believe in what you want and just be you.
Amen to that. How about you?
Oh, well, actually, piggybacking off of that, I feel like if you really pay attention to the people that are successful nowadays, it's usually the people that are genuine and truthful to themselves, and the people that are not might find success, but eventually they wither away, and it's always the people that are themselves. So big ups to her for being like that.
Amen.
And as far as my manifesting Mona, I don't know if I would consider this a manifestation, but it was nice to see her. I know this is called Huda Boss, so the show is about Huda, but it was definitely nice to see a spotlight on Mona to say, like, this is my thing, her fragrance, and it's mine, and it's all mine, and I got an award for it for doing me versus I didn't get an award for being Huda support for the Huda brand. This
totally.
Is just
I love that. That's
I love
absolutely
that too.
Amazing. I would have to say Eva, because she's inspired Huda so much.
Yeah,
and because she's a Latina, she's so bad.
She's a boss. I know. My favorite housewife. Seriously, she is.
All right, Luisa, now we're going to take it to you to do the top three pro tips very quickly.
So top three pro tips. One is, if you have a wig and there's a lot of glue, or if you have to remove the wig and the glue, you just get a maxi pad or maybe a cotton if you have handy, and dip it in alcohol. And then dip it right here on your scalp.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is, if you want really big, fun eyes, you put lashes. Long lashes. Mm-hmm. Because life is short, but your lashes don't gotta be. And number three is, Nikita said, if you want to contour your face, contour your nose, and make your nose narrow and short, put concealer right there. And then, like, blend in the edges with your beauty blender.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Louisa for that. Now, yes. Jumping off, Nikita with some news.
All right, so let's get to some news and gossip. We have fun pictures and videos, so I'm going to go with the flow of what we put up first. This would be the office of Huda Beauty. Calm down. My lips are moving faster than my brain is, or vice versa. The reason I posted this is because we did talk about her charity and the fact that she wants to help people out. Right. And she actually did a reflection. This is not her first office, but when she was posting like a throwback of her old office. And just that... You know, the fact that she does want to help other women and she is doing this angel investing where she gives somebody seed money. And I just gave a shout out and wanted to give a shout out because I was asking you, how do you get involved? I would love to hear, Huda, if you're watching, some information because even me, myself, I have stuff that I want to put out. So please let the rest of us know how do we apply. Right. And then there's a fantastic picture of Michael Jackson. And you're probably wondering... Hi, Michael. But the reason is, hold up, let me pull up my news because I went, what? So basically, Huda reposted an image on Instagram of a girl who did a Michael Jackson tutorial, not thinking. Like, she just thought, I'm gonna, like, pay tribute. But I do believe it was, like, a white girl. And so a lot of people were really offended because it's cultural appropriation and it's insensitive. And the fact that Huda just posted, and I know that she likes Michael Jackson. One of the reasons she started her beauty brand, one of the tipping points, was actually when Michael Jackson had passed away. She loved him so much, and I think that was one of those, holy crap, like, life is short, and it thrusted her into her business endeavor. Right, so anyways, I just thought that was crazy that totally blew up in her face. And, like, fans got really upset. Ooh. So,
I don't think she really knew.
No. And then lastly is a video you guys can watch. I don't know if you heard about the hashtag elevator makeup challenge.
Yeah. I saw, that was last season.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? Okay, so the winner got $5,000 to go towards either their favorite charity or a scholarship towards a beauty school. Mm-hmm. Who won? That's what I want to know. Like, I've scoured the internet and have not seen any announcement as to who won. So I'm holding Huda accountable, and I want to know... Girl. Did you give it out? And if so, are you just not telling us because of privacy reasons or, like, something happened?
Ooh. We'll find out.
All right, Alicona.
The detective. Yeah. Hey. Right.
Crystal, did you have something quickly to share?
Yes, I just wanted to tell you guys that there was a video that she posted today. Was it yesterday?
Today.
Or today? I can't remember. Yeah, today. I saw it today, that's why. and it's basically her having a tutorial with this woman from Scotland. Her name is Tanya. Here's the before and after. And basically what it is, it's a video about contouring your lips and making it juicier and more plump. I really love the tutorial. If you like it, make sure that you click on the Huda Boss on Facebook and look for it. You'll definitely love it. I definitely did. And I made my lips kind of pouty.
That red.
Based off of what she said.
Beautiful.
Oh, fun.
Yes. Awesome.
Well, thank you, ladies. This has all been super informative. Yeah. We love to keep the conversation going with you all. That is it for our show today. But we'll definitely be back next week. Before we say our goodbyes, Alicona, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you?
Yes, please do find me on Instagram because I'm on other things. I just don't pay attention to them. So find me on Instagram. It's yours truly, Alicona, but there's little underscores in between each word.
I heard a British accent.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Chris McLaughlin. Sorry, it threw me off. I'm Chris McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's with an I, not with a Y. And be sure you can send me a message. You can DM me. You can tag me. You can do whatever you want, just as long as you're appropriate.
Post me selfies.
Whatever you want, you guys. Okay, so I'm Louisa Sharamatian. And you can find me on Instagram at Louisa Sharamatian and on Twitter at Lou Sharamatian.
And hey, everyone. My name is Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. That is at This Is Maite. Thank you all so much for joining us today. See you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.